Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this. This isn't the real Monday pod. This is the weekend Friday podcast before I do the Monday pod, because first of all, I want to apologize for not doing the Friday pod. It was my wedding anniversary. Me and Skip got to 12 years on Saturday. It was pretty chaotic and I was pretty busy with work and I just didn't have time to do a podcast this weekend. So I do want to apologize for that. But I'm going to still do that podcast because I'm not a pretender. I take this very seriously. And this is my passion, what I really love to do. And at some point one day, hopefully God will give me a way to let me just be a podcaster all day. That's the dream. That's the goal. And we'll see if I can get there. Anyway, today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. And this is the Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend pod before we get into the Monday pod. Have you looked into the mirror and recognized your star power? You should recognize who you are, where you've been, and where you're going to next. You should recognize that, no, life isn't always easy. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes one decision leads to another, but we have to just keep going and we have to believe in ourselves. What we've learned as kids should be important to what we do as adults, right? If one door closes, let's look for one that opens. One situation can't be a dictator and lead you to something bad. You always have to try to be positive, even in the eye of the storm. So, taking what I just said into consideration, right? Why don't we, you, me, they, them, us, look in the mirror and love our reflections? Today is another day and another opportunity. It was a weekend of an opportunity for us to say, yes, we can. Yes, we can try something new. Yes, we can change our minds. Yes, we can be passionate about things. Yes, we can pick up a new hobby, learn to knit, sew, draw, paint, color. Yes, we can start reading a new book or decide we don't want to take part in a book club this month because we don't like the book. Yes, we can decide that we want to change our styles or we want to become complete poshers and just buy everything off Poshmark and don't want to step another foot in the store. Yes, we can decide that today is our day for victory and we are going to be the difference. Whatever the situation might be, we should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Because why can't we do things? Why can't we be passionate? Why can't we be those people? What is stopping us? Following the yes we can is the idea of never giving up. Because if you believe in yourself and you love yourself and you love somebody else, whether it be your better half or a family member or a friend or a neighbor, how can you love somebody and give up on them? The idea of persevering through the difficulty is being aware that not every day is going to be great. Being aware that we are going to have to carry burdens and baggage, and that's just life. Right? I see flaws as superpowers, right? I see mistakes as lessons. I think these are things that we should change in our mindset. We shouldn't always think that we're failures because something's not going the way we necessarily want it to go, right? I could be in a hole in a corner, depressed and sad about the fact that basically all my friends and all my family members have children and I don't, right? Suffering with polycystic ovary syndrome for a very long time and trying to rehabilitate my fertility. You know, it's not an easy process. Seeing my brothers, my sisters, family members, everybody else is having babies and I'm not. That could really lead me to be bitter and miserable and mad and sad, right? But it's not. Why would I be bitter, miserable, mad and sad? When my time comes, I will have as many children as God will allow me to have, and I'll have a huge big family and everything will work out the way it's supposed to. And I'm going to be patient waiting for that because I know it's going to come. Whether that means I'm going to have to adopt some or do something differently, maybe out of context with the way people normally do. I was hoping I would just end up being pregnant at some point, but we'll see what happens. That's just one example of never giving up. Never giving up could be that the doctor tells you you have cancer and you have to fight through chemo, right? That's not easy hearing, right? Going into rehabilitation for cancer, or your back is messed up, or you have like mental illnesses and you have like multiple personalities or something, you really need to go to a doctor. None of these things are easy. Who wants to be told these things? That you're sick, you have breast cancer, leukemia, you might seriously die. Who wants to be told that? No one. So we have to persevere through the difficulty and we have to say to ourselves, no, I'm never going to give up. Even if this is difficult, I'm going to find a way to get through this. And that is the only way we should be living, right? Because if we're living with the ideology that we can't get through things, then we're never going to do anything. Because life isn't easy. Life is hard. And we have to adjust to that. And we have to learn how to move forward. Following that is the idea of never, is the idea of why not today. The mantra of why not today is a way for me to say to everybody and even myself, stop putting off today for tomorrow. Stop pretending that I have the ability to control tomorrow. I don't have the ability to control time, and I don't think I want to. So I'm not going to hold that baggage. I am going to let it go, and I am going to be aware of the fact that if I don't do what I can do today, I might not have an opportunity to do that tomorrow. Now, I did take some time for vacation from work, and I'm going to enjoy the few days I have away from it. And I'm not going to procrastinate and not do things, get the things done that I need to. So why not today means that dishwasher that doesn't work, call up somebody to fix it. The washing machine in the basement that's been iffy, figure out a way to get it fixed. Your car making that rattling sound, you got to get the mechanic on the phone, man. I mean, these are things that you need to get done, because if you don't get them done, who's going to? Moving on from the mantra of the day, let's get to some of the headlines of the day. So over the weekend, I heard a bunch of rhetoric from the Biden administration pretending like they don't have the power to close up the border of the United States of America. And these illegal aliens keep coming into our country, taking away all the things that we have available for Americans. And the illegals are getting more rewards than the Americans are. And we've talked about that timeless times over and over and over again about the problem with the school systems and the Department of Education and everything going on, and Biden's promising that he's going to forgive student loans. It's likely not going to happen. If it is going to happen, can you forgive mine? Like, seriously, forgive mine. What the fuck are you waiting for? I'm just wondering. But I don't like how these people lie, and I'm becoming really irritated and just weary, right? I'm sick of the lying. I'm sick of them pretending like they're somebody special and they're not. It doesn't matter which side. There's rhinos and there's Democrats that probably shouldn't be Democrats. And they're all taking advantage of the system. The idea of the Constitution of the United States of America was to protect Americans. And it isn't doing that. They are taking advantage of the fact that Joe Biden doesn't know what the fuck he's going on. And I think Trump is actually 100% correct saying he doesn't even think Joe Biden knows what's happening, because he doesn't. That man is not there at all. And I'm not, I am saying that because I am trying to prove a point here, right? He's not there. So if he's not making these decisions, who are? Our lives are in jeopardy. Our financial situations are in jeopardy. Everything costs a lot of money. Lunch, dinner, normal everyday things, girl things, guy things, deodorant, lotion, soap, eggs, milk, bread, the bottle of vodka that you need after the work a week you just had. Everything has gone up in price, and your wages are not going up with it. So that is a problem. But they continue to lie. And how dumb do they think Americans are, right? When America doesn't do good, the rest of the world doesn't do good with it. I'm just going to say that. We need to be aware of that. But it's also not America's business to get involved in things they're not involved in. And how selfish is it that Chuck Schumer has the fucking audacity to say to Netanyahu he shouldn't fight for Israelis? Now, I have my own thoughts and opinions about Ben Shapiro and the high elite Jewish faction of the United States of America, but I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about Israel, right? And I 100% agree with the majority of everything Ben Shapiro says about Israel, including the idea that Chuck Schumer has no right to say what he said. You need to find new leadership. No, motherfucker, we need to find new leadership in America, because you don't speak for me, you old fogey fucker. Like, I'm sick of this shit. Why do we have these elderly people that don't do anything? They figured out a way to use a Ponzi scheme to get millions of billions of dollars in their pockets. Nancy Pelosi's husband is an insider trader. These people are corrupt to the T and the C, and nobody's doing anything about it, because everybody's talking all this shit about how they're going to get in office and how they're going to make a difference, but they all get bought off and they all get sold off because they're all desperate for money. The best the best advice I could give to anybody is money can't buy you happiness. You could buy a bunch of material items. You could buy a Tesla. You could buy a big ass mansion. But are you going to be in that by yourself and miserable? Right? Money shouldn't control you. It shouldn't have the ability to dictate what you're doing. And it controls them to a point where they pretend like they don't understand who the victims are. I am a victim of the corrupt system in the United States of America. And so is every other middle class American. Now, I might come off really inappropriate or incoherent when I talk about the fact that me and my husband make a lot of money, because we do. But I'm still fully aware of the fact that even though we make a lot of money, is it really a lot of money when you factor in inflation, right? When you factor in all these high costs of everything that's happening, are we really making a lot of money? I don't know, honestly. But they're still attacking Trump, and they're not going to stop. Is there a better side, Republican or Democratic? I don't know. I'm registered as a Republican, but I don't really trust them either. And I'm not 100% on Mike Jones. He seems a little fake. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is 100% right. So I don't know about him. Republicans should do more, but they continue to do less. Questionable. Why do Dems get to misuse their agencies on innocent people? Because no one's going to do anything about it. Digital pay is a nay. The idea that you're going to try to tell me you're going to come up with some digital system, it ain't going to fly, motherfucker. I don't care what they do in the United States of America. The dollar is the only thing that's staying here. And they can make whatever moves they want to try to stop that. But it's not going to work. Just saying. Moving on from politics to the main part of the conversation. Retail is changing. I mean, I'm totally addicted to buying things on Poshmark or Savers. I don't even go to stores anymore. For what? My philosophy is everything is touched. Everything is used. So why don't I just thrift everything? What the fuck is the difference? Like, why am I spending all my money on new things with new tags, like in Macy's and on these other stores? Now, I still like Lord & Taylor. I like the Nordy Club. I still like certain stores, right? Saks Fifth is fine. But for the most part, these retailers are overpriced and they have shitty quality. Like, I used to love Forever 21 and H&M, and I haven't been in there like a year. And I can't tell you anything about any of those stores. I stopped going to the mall completely. So after I got rid of my hair salon in the mall and the nail shop in the salon, I don't even go in there. What am I going in there for? Everything is jacked up high and it doesn't make any sense. I do think that retail is changing. There's so many people poshing on Poshmark and selling things on stores on Amazon. There's no competition. It's over. Like, they're not going to survive. I'm sorry. They're going to be like non-existent. I give it in 5 to 10 years, the mall is not going to exist. At least not the way it has. Is there a better option than Poshmark? There's Mejuri and there's some other options. People seem to be getting mad when they're like having posh shows. Like, one of the poshers I follow, she gets irritated because they take people out of her shows. So there are other options, but you know, you just got to fight your battles. Can you get your hair done on Sunday? No, my hair salon isn't open Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So it's really kind of inconvenient because I got to figure out how to go all these different days and it's just irritating. Good quality lasts longer. If you want something done right, then you have to figure out a way to get it done correctly. That's it. Try it first. I really think we should be trying it before we buy it. Moving on into watching things. Love Island looks okay. Backyard Builds, Pressure Luck, Impossible Builds. These are all things on Hulu, by the way. Zombieland, still haven't watched that. Ghosted, that's on Apple. Salvage Kings, are they running? I think that's like a pawn show. Homicide Hunter, that sounds interesting. And finally, Tattoo Fixers Extreme. What kind of tattoo would you have gotten that you need an extreme tattoo fixer to take away? I don't understand why people get others' names on their bodies unless they're getting married to them. Like, it's, you probably shouldn't get your booty call like tattooed on your chest, man. Like, that's probably not a good idea. And, like, dudes get these, like, words on their bodies. And, I mean, I guess it's okay. I have tattoos. At some point, I wanted to get the Tree of Life on my back. And I wanted to do a lot more. And I wanted to get, like, the Superwoman stamp on my chest at some point. But, like, I stopped doing tattoos. But some of the tattoos are just weird. And why would you get one that's difficult to take away? That shit's gotta hurt, man, right? Moving into food, iced coffee. Reusable cups are better than, like, getting the cups in the store. Filling the fridge with healthy options like green food, clean food. Is food delivery a good thing? Of course, because it makes your life easier if you're busy. Can we make milkshakes at home? You can, but I don't know if it's going to taste the same. Like, if you find a recipe and you follow it to a T, I think maybe you can get it to taste just like a milkshake, like a milkshake place. And cheese is good on everything, or okay on everything. It depends on the cheese. Some cheeses don't go well with everything, but mozzarella, for the most part, goes good on great every pasta I can think of. Some cheeses do not go well with everything, but you can eat cheese with fruit, and that is a very delicious thing to eat. My friends, this is the end of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday pod. I want to take a moment to say thank you for not flipping out on me because I didn't do a podcast over the weekend. Probably a lot happened in politics that I'm not talking about, but I do want to take a time to tell you that I appreciate everything you do. Coming on here and clicking play, coming back every time you can, I appreciate it. I also want to take a moment to say how blessed and lucky I am to be married to my husband for 12 years. So excited about our journey and our road ahead, wherever that leads us. It's so fun to be married to my best friend. Like, at the end of the day, I've known him longer than I've known anybody else, and I legitimately married my best friend. So I feel like I'm the luckiest girl in the world, and I hope he feels like he's the luckiest dude in the world. I like to say, think of ourselves as, like, comic book hunters and, you know, like, skateboarders. Like, I still believe that Skip still looks like he did when he was, like, 16, and nothing has changed. And I still look the way I did when I was, like, 15. So we have been together a very long time, and we have been married for 12 years, and we are very lucky, very blessed, and I'm so grateful to God for everything that we have together. You know, life can be very difficult, but we have each other. So if you're looking for something to watch, or you want to talk about retail, we could talk about the retail thing. But I do think, unfortunately, retail has changed in a way that it isn't going to get better. I think they forgot the customer, and I think they forgot deals, right? Why in God's name would I ever spend $500 on a bedspread at Macy's? See, I wouldn't. I would never go there and spend that money. Like, mentally, I couldn't do it. So, like, some people will just suck it up because they're in the store and they feel like that's the situation. But I'm not one of those people. And I've been thrifting for a very long time. And I think Poshmark and the thrift stores and Savers and all these other options that are out here are a better alternative. I do think that retail is doomed, and I'm not sure when it's going to end, but it's just going to kind of be over, and no one's going to say anything about it. Now, there's lots of people that say they love going into Target, they love going in the grocery store, they love doing all these things, but if they're given another option, I think 100% they're going to take the other option, and they're never going to look back. I know people want to pretend like they have the power to be, like, tied to something. But if that's gone, you're going to adjust to something different. So find good things to watch. I'm still watching with these days that I have off. I'm watching Hell's Kitchen and I'm relaxing. I'm about to go get some lunch real quick. And I went to the gym. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope you're eating healthy. I've been taking a step back from soda. I really want to get my life back. And I really want to live longer and stronger. And that's something that's very important to me. So I have been using my Fitness Pal, and I have been trying to be better with everything. So we'll see what happens. There is a lot going on in life, but let's be strong and let's be happy. I'll see you guys momentarily when I do the other podcast, okay? Thank you again for being patient with me this weekend, and congratulations to me and Skip. Skip and Star, 12 years married, best friends, so lucky, so honored to have each other, so blessed with an amazing family, amazing friends, and an amazing life together. It doesn't matter if we live in a box, we live in the back of a car, or we live in the back of a van, or if we live in a warehouse. It doesn't matter if we live in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Missouri, Montana, London, France, or Rome. It doesn't matter where we go, we'll always have each other. And that's what a marriage is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a team effort with best friends. And I am so lucky that I have mine. And I hope that he feels the same way. How lucky are we to have each other? In a world that is sometimes full of darkness, Skip is my light, and I try to be his. Together, we are going to change the world. You, me, him, they, them, us. We're not only going to change the world and bring the light, our star power that radiates from within us in our souls and our hearts and our minds. Not only are we going to heal the United States of America and the world, but we are going to heal the galaxies of the galaxies of the galaxies and beyond. Because this is our time. And because the darkness cannot fight the light. It never could and it never will. I dare you to see your star power. I dare you to be that person. Don't ever stop. Don't ever look back. And don't ever give up. I'll see you same place, same time, momentarily, when we do the Monday edition of Born to Be a Star. And don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Bye.